Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Horta steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to third. Wolford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Niles Nyman pinch runs for Carlos May. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nyman moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nyman scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton bunts between the mound and first base. Fitzmaurice scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. Johnson moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires is walked intentionally. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Varney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Varney moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Varney moves to third. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varney hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford strikes out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Richard moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and tags Wolford, for the out. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Lee Richard. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Nyman moves to second. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varney hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 5 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Brett moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Cookie Rojas pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 5 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Mayberry scores. Rojas moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 5 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.